So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, HaMekadosh Be'Orla B'Chulo Eina Mekudeshes. If a person gives a woman kedushin with Orla fruits, or with another item that is Asa Bahana, prohibited in all benefits, the kedushin is not effective, because the item has no value. The Gemara continues with the sources that these items are in fact Asa Bahana. Regarding Egla Rufa, the calf that is decapitated when a murdered body is found and the Ritzeich is unknown, the Pasuk states, Kapar La'amchi Yisrael, Kaparak Sivba Kekadshim. The Egla Rufa is compared to Kabanas that are Asa Bahana. Regarding Tzipayr Mitzayra, Tana Beir B'Shmal says the source is through a Mamatzina from Egla Rufa. Nema Machshir U'Mechaper Mebifnim, V'Asa Be'Machshir Kimechaper. In the Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos were brought for two purposes. To be Machshir, to qualify the owner, such as an Asham Mitzayra, through which his Tahara is completed and it becomes eligible to eat Kachem. And to be Mechaper, atone for the owner, such as Karbanos Chatzis for Asham. And they both have the same halachas. V'Nema Machshir Mechaper Mebachutz. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, there are also karbanos for both machzer, such as tzipor mitzayra, to which the mitzayra may enter the city, and machaper, such as egla rufa, that atones for the chalal's death. Here too, there is no difference between the machzer and the machaper, and tzipor mitzayra become asa bahana as an egla rufa does. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes. Itmar tzipor mitzayra me'im asay asurim. At what point do the tzipor mitzayra become asa bahana? Rabbi Yechanan says, Misha shchita, from the time of the shchita, because shchita hu da asrula. The shchita causes the isra hana, as Rashi explains, since only the tzipor shchita becomes asa bahana through its shchita, while the tzipor hamushalachas remains mutter because it has no shchita. While Rish Lakish says, Misha slikicha, from the time they were purchased, because the source for the isra hana of tzipor mitzayra is derived through the mamatzina from Egla Rufa. Therefore, ma egla rufa michayim, av tzipor mitzayra michayim. Just as egla rufa becomes asa bahana while it is still alive, through yiridas to nachal eisan when the calf is brought to nachal eisan, so too tzipor mitzayra become asa bahana while they are still alive, mishas lekicha, because lesle gvul achrina, there are no other actions done with the tzipor while they are alive. And therefore Rashi explains in the story shnehen, at sheyishlach hamushulachas b'niteres b'shilucha. Both tziparim initially become asa bahana through the lekicha, and afterward the tzipor hashchuta remains asr, while the tzipor hamushalachas becomes mutter when it is sent away. The Gemara concludes that this is actually a machlokes tanoim. According to the second opinion that both tziparim become asr mishas lekicha, the Gemara offers three explanations as to why the tzipor hamushalachas becomes mutter when it is sent away. Loi mitzina roiv balechayim shasurim. We generally do not find live animals becoming asr bahana. Because the pasuk states, "Veshilach al panei hasada kesada, masada muteres aft hai nami muteres." The tzipor is compared to a field, which is muter bahana. Lo amar Torah shaleach l'takala. The Torah would not require it to be sent away if it might cause one to transgress, as Rashi explains, "Veyichadena adam yichlana." A person might capture the tzipor and eat it, not knowing that this was the tzipor mashalachas. Regarding sar nazir, the hair of the nazir that he shaves off after his kabbanas are complete, the pasuk states, Kadesh yeh gadol peres ha'arashi, as Rashi explains, Chaser ksiv b'leivav. It is pronounced kadosh with a kamatz. However, since it was written without the letter vav, it can also be read as kadosh with a chaylam. Therefore, kadosh teaches that gidula yeh kadosh. The hair growth is like hektosh that is asabana. However, since Kaddish Karinan, it is red Kaddish, not Kaddish, it teaches that the hair is also somewhat unlike Hektish, and that it is not Taifis as Damav, the Isser is not transferred onto money. Regarding Petach Hamor, the firstborn donkey, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Petach Hamor Asa Bahana, the Petach Hamor is Asr from birth. The Mishnah which rules Eina Mekudeshes refers even to Michayim. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds La'acha Arifa, the Petach Hamor only becomes Asr after it is killed. The Mishnah refers to La'acha Arifa, but Michayim, the condition is effective because there is no Isra Na. Regarding Basa B'Chalav, the Pasuk repeats the following phrase three times. Lo Yisavash L'Gedi B'Chalev Imay. That teaches, Echad Isra Achila, one may not eat Basa B'Chalav. Ve'echad Isra Hana, one may not even benefit from Basa B'Chalav. Ve'echad Isra Bishal, one may not even cook Basa B'Chalav. However, Shimon ben Yehuda disagrees with our Mishnah and holds Basa B'Chalav Asa B'Achila U'mot B'Ana. Basa b'chalav is prohibited only for eating, but is permitted in all other benefits, because there is a gzeres shavah through the word kaddish. The pasuk here states, "Ki am kodesh ata l'shem lekecha loy sevashal gadi b'chalev imai." And the pasuk of treifa states, "Va'anche kodesh tiyunli uvaser basad the treifa loy sechelu." Therefore, ma'ala halan asa b'chila umote b'hana afkan asa b'chila umote b'hana. Just as treifa is also only for eating, but is permitted for all benefits, as the pasuk concludes, "Lakelev tashlichan oisai." So too, basa b'chalev is also only for eating, but is permitted for all benefits. Regarding chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, a non-kodesh animal that was shechted in the azara, the Gemara explains, the iser shechita, that chulin may not be shechted in the azara, is derived from the pasuk that refers to chulin, which states, ki yirchak mimcha ha-mokam b'zabachta ve'achalta. B'richuk mokam atazeveach, v'yatazeveach ba'mokam karev, prat l'chulin shele yishchetu ba'azara. One is only permitted to shecht chulin outside the azara, but may not shecht a chulin animal inside the azara. The Isra Achila, that if one did shecht chulin bazara, it may not be eaten, is derived from the words v'zavachta v'yachalta. Masha ata zeveach berichuk mokam ata eichel prat l'chulin shenishchetu bazara. The Isra Ano, that chulin bazara also becomes asa b'hana, is derived from the pasuk of treifa, which states, l'kelev tashlichan oisai. Oisai ata mashlech l'kelev v'yata mashlech chulin shenishchetu bazara. Only treifa meat may be thrown to a dog, but chulin bazara may not be thrown to the dog. As Rashi explains, the pasuk of treifa begins with uvaser basad the treifa loy sechelu. The word basad includes an iser for basar hayyotzi chutz lemechitzasai, basar that left its designated boundaries, such as uber shahaytzi yadi b'shash chitas imay, an uber whose hand protruded while its mother was shechted, and therefore isa excludes that only regarding the iser for basar that left its own mechitza is the meat mutar b'hana. But regarding the iser for basar that entered another mechitza, such as chulin ba'azara, the meat becomes asa b'hana. The Gemara explains that the iser chulin ba'azara also applies to balmum, a blemished animal that is unfit for kabanas, and to echaya, a non-domesticated animal, and to eifes, birds, because tlasa kroy yiseri. In the pesukim of Karban Shlamim, the word shechita is repeated three times. V'shachat pesach oil moed, v'shachat oisai lefnei oil moed, and again, v'shachat oisai lefnei oil moed.